Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 41.
The House will come to order, and the House will stand at ease.
Come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Quick. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand and remain standing for the prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Quick, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Let's pray together. Sovereign Lord, in our right mind, we recognize your perfect divinity and our imperfect humanity. In our humanity, we recognize our need for and reliance on you. In our reliance on you, we find your love, guidance, comfort, and counsel. Now this day, we bow and ask you to guide our deliberations, arrest our errors, and fill our hearts with the strength and compassion to carry out your greatest commandments, that we would love you with all our heart, soul, and mind, and that we would love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Permit us not to harm one another, but to esteem each other as sisters and brothers as we go about the important work of North Carolina. For the glory of your name, we say amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Lewis is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for April 8th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for April 8th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Committee reports. The clerk will read.
Representatives Hurley and Shaw's Education Community College Committee Report, House Bill 467, Established State Board of Proprietary, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-referred to Pensions and Retirement.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute, Re-referred to Pensions and Retirement.
Representatives Hurley and Shaw's Education Community College Committee Report, House Bill 438, Campus Police, Private, IHECC waiver, favorable and re-referred to Education Universities.
Re-referred Education Universities.
House Bill 487, CC Short-Term Workforce Training Fund, report without prejudice and re-referred to Appropriations Education.
Re-referred Appropriations Education.
Representatives Murphy, Dobson, Lambert, Potts, and White, Health Committee Report, House Bill 325, Update Services Care Plan for Requirements ACH Residents, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 471, Reduce Administrative Duplication, MHDD, SAS Providers, favorable and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Tobin, Isler, Presnell, and Shepard, Transportation Committee Report, House Bill 544, NCAMC, NCACC Special Registration Plate, favorable and re-referred to Finance.
Re-referred to Finance.
House Bill 337, Change Salvage Vehicle Transfer Requirements, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Finance.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred to Committee on Finance.
House Bill 537, Alternate Highway Use Tax Vehicle Subscription, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Finance.
Original bill, unfavorable calendar, committee substitute, re-referred to Finance.
Representatives Elmore, Hornet, and Johnson, Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 199, Permanent Charter School Transportation Grant, favorable and re-referred to Appropriations Education.
Re-referred to Appropriations Education.
House Bill 89, SEA Tech CIHS Funds, reported without prejudice and re-referred to Appropriations Education.
Re-referred Appropriations and Education on Education.
Representatives Elmore, Horn, and Johnson, Education K-12 Committee Report, House Bill 96, Revised GO, Isolated Schools Formula, Currituck, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Initial Bill, and Re-referred to Appropriations Education.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute, Favorable, and Re-referred to the Appropriations on Education.
House Bill 552, After School Robotics Grant Athletes, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-referred to Appropriations Education.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute, Re-referred to Appropriations Education.
House Bill 571, Changes to Advanced Teaching Rules Program, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Original Bill, and Re-referred to Appropriations Education.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute, Re-referred to Appropriations on Education.
Representative Art and Zoka, Energy and Public Utilities Committee Report, House Bill 529, Utilities, Water, and Wastewater Consumption, Favorable and Re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Re-referred to the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
House Bill 398, Growing Great Rural Broadband Funding, Favorable Committee Substitute, Unfavorable Regional Bill, and Re-referred to Appropriations Information Technology.
Original Bill, Unfavorable Calendar, Committee Substitute, Re-referred to Appropriations Information Technology. Introduction of Bills and Resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives McElrath, Howard, Grange, and Stevens, House Joint Resolution 627, NC Response Extreme Abortion on Demand Policy.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Grange, Hardister, Conrad, and Hunter, House Bill 628, 2019 Banking and Mortgage Correction and Changes.
Banking, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative McNeil and Carson Smith, House Bill 629, Law Enforcement Mutual Aid.
Judiciary, if favorable, Finance, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives McNeil, Hardister, and Faircloth, House Bill 630, Private Protective Services Changes.
Judiciary, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Speciale, and Pittman, House Bill 631, Volunteer Rescue Worker Tax Credit.
Finance, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Queen, Russell, and Autry, House Bill 632, Hydraulic Fracturing Statewide Ban.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
Senate Bill 124, First Edition, a bill to be entitled Act to amend a requirement that must be met before certain small towns may hold mixed beverage elections.
Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Notices and announcements. Clerk is recognized for an announcement.
The House Committee on Elections and Ethic Laws will meet Wednesday the 10th at 1 p.m. in 1228.
Representative Lewis is recognized for a motion.
Madam Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, April 10th at 2 o'clock. Madam Speaker, I apologize. May I offer a motion instead?
Representative Lewis is recognized for a motion besides a motion to dismiss.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, House Bill 646 was filed with the clerk's office today. I move that the rules be suspended to the end so that the bill may receive its first reading today.
And I understand there's no objection. So without objection, House Bill 646 is read in today. The clerk will read.
Representatives Lewis, Hawkins, Hollister, and Russell, House Bill 646, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify the approval of process of student and employee identification cards for voting purposes, to provide additional window for approval of student and employee identification cards for 2020 elections, and to provide flexibility in the number of hours and early one-step voting in odd number year elections.
Bills referred to Elections and Ethics, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Further notices and announcements.
Madam Speaker.
Representative Lewis, you're recognized.
Thank you, ma'am. The majority leader asked me to announce that House Republicans will caucus tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. It is anticipated that that will be in room 1228, but his office will confirm that by the end of the day.
Further notices, announcements. If not, now Representative Lewis is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, I move that the House adjourn to reconvene on Wednesday, April 10th at 2 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Goodwin, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, April 10th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and we stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, House Bill 541, short title Change Exclusion for Solar Energy Systems, is withdrawn from the Committee on Energy and Public Utilities and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The serial referral to Finance is stricken. On motion of the chair, House Bill 542, short title Includes Solar Property as Non-System Property, is withdrawn from the Committee on Energy and Public Utilities and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The serial referral to Finance is stricken. And on motion of the Chair, House Bill 543, short title, Utilities Amend REPS Requirements, is withdrawn from the Committee on Energy and recommitted to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.